At the top of the news this Saturday morning, Pope Benedict XVI is into the second day of his apostolic visit to Cyprus, his first trip as pope and the first ever visit of a reigning pope to the island. Charles Collins is in Cyprus with the Holy Father and joins us now live. Charles, this is the second day, the first full day of the pope's trip. It's a very busy one, if I'm not mistaken. He is meeting now with the president of Cyprus, Dimitris Christofias, and will shortly address civil authorities and the diplomatic corps.
Yes, Irene, that is correct. The Holy Father is right now meeting, actually, as we speak, with the delegation with the president of Cyprus. They'll go in for private talks in just a few minutes. He's due to meet with the civil authorities and diplomatic corps in about 15 or 20 minutes. One interesting thing about this meeting will be the fact that representatives from the United Nations mission will be there too. Of course, Cyprus is a divided island, and the northern part has been occupied by Turkey since 1974. And the Pope is actually staying right now at the Apostolic Nunciature, which is in the UN-controlled buffer zone in Nicosia, which divides the two sides. The Pope did arrive in Cyprus just as UN-sponsored talks between the two sides restarted, and this issue has been dominating the newspapers in the country. It's also been a dominant theme in the speeches given by Cypriot figures at papal events yesterday, both political and religious figures. The Pope, when he was asked on the plane about Cyprus yesterday, he did say his trip was meant to be religious in nature and not political. But he did say religion should prepare more souls to find an opening for peace. He said that this would not happen overnight, but it is important not only to make the necessary political steps, but to prepare souls to prepare for the necessary political steps. And this would make them open to what he called the inner peace that in the end can only come from faith in God. Irene?
And Charles, can you walk us through what the Holy Father will be doing for the balance of the day?
Well, immediately after his speech to the diplomatic corps and political authorities, the Pope will meet with Cyprus's small Catholic community at the elementary school of St. Marin. Of course, most of the Catholics on Cyprus are Maronite Catholics, although there are some Latin Catholics and Armenian Catholics too. It's a small population of Catholics on the island, between 7 and 12,000, depending on how you count them. After this meeting, he'll visit the Orthodox Archbishop of Cyprus, Chrysostomus II. During this visit, he will also visit the Museum of the Icons, which is right next door to the Archbishop's residence. Now, this museum does have a special wing dedicated to recovered pieces from the looted churches of northern Cyprus. These pieces often enter the international art market and will be recovered by Interpol or national police agencies, and then they're returned to Cyprus since the pieces are considered to be owned by the church in Cyprus. The Pope will also be having lunch with the Archbishop. And finally, this evening, the Pope will be meeting with the clergy and religious, as well as members of lay movements. And this meeting takes place at the Latin Rite Parish in Nicosia, which is Holy Cross. This is run up by the Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land. And we spoke to the pastor of Holy Cross, Franciscan Father Umberto Barato.
In Cyprus, I think it is an exception among all the countries where the majority is Orthodox, because we don't find it really difficult to live as church, as Catholic Church. We find, over 20 years I've been here, I didn't find any really difficulties. No, I wouldn't say that. We are accepted, we are recognized, I would say we are esteemed also, appreciated very much, especially in the field of education, with the two colleges we have, and for the apostolate also. About 11 years ago, the then president of the Republic told the ministry, listen, the parish priests, the Catholic parish priests, do the same job as our priests. Our priests are paid by the state. We must pay also them. And they give us some money every month, a little money, it's not much, but it is symbolic. It is a very good gesture of appreciation on the part of the government. And the church also recognize us, we talk together, we call each other, we collaborate in a sense, okay.